Connecticut's single-family home market continued its strong summer with 3,295 sales in August, a 20.2% increase from the 2,741 sales in August 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. But while sales continued to soar, median home prices slid 5.5%, which was the fifth straight month of year-over-year decreases. August median price was $255,000, compared to $269,900 in August 2014. I'm Ian Murphy, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you so much for joining me.
Sure thing, Ian.
So, sales are booming in Connecticut. We heard about the 20.2% increase for single-family homes year-over-year, and condos grew 28.7%. August was the third month in a very strong summer for sales. What's the signal?
I think it signals many good things. First is that real estate is back, popular again. It signals that the economy and the job market are both strong, and it signals that consumers are feeling confident. Another positive note is that this boom is in the real estate market is not just a summer fling. It's been going on for almost the entire year. For the first 8 months of the year, sales were up 13.5%, and these numbers surpass gains posted in nearby Massachusetts and in the nation as a whole. Connecticut realtors report that pending sales are up as well, so the trend should continue. All of this is good news.
So while sales are up, as we said right in the beginning, prices are going down a little bit, 5.5% decrease for single-family homes, and it's the fifth straight month of year-over-year decreases. Condos went down 5.2%, and that's the seventh month in a row. So why is that happening along with the increased sales?
I know it seems counterintuitive that prices should slip while sales volume is growing at double-digit clip. It's sort of defying the laws of supply and demand, don't you think? But this pattern is not unusual. The data often show rapidly rising sales volume before the prices begin to climb. Employed and confident consumers are finding homes they want at prices they can afford. Maybe August had a back-to-school sale on homes. Here is something to keep in mind. The Connecticut real estate market peaked in 2007. For that year, the median price of a single-family home reached $295,000 in Connecticut. So far this year, the median price is $250,000. That's 15% below the peak. That discount seems to be enough to bring out qualified buyers in droves. Low interest rates help make homes even more affordable than in 2007, too.
So it's been a great summer for sales. August was had these great numbers, July before it, and June as well. Is some of this momentum going to carry over into September and through the fall?
I think the momentum will carry forward. Sales in the fall and winter are never as high as what we see in the summer, but we stand a good chance of beating the sales numbers posted last year. Hartford Realtors reported that pending sales increased by more than 15% in August, and those sales should close in the coming fall months. And the long-delayed increase in interest rates has been postponed again. Low rates keep homes affordable, and the expected interest rate increases that will eventually come keep pressure on shoppers to act without further delay.
Tim, thank you very much for joining me, and thank you all. Thank you to all those who are listening. If you are interested in how the Warren Group's data might help your business, please be sure to visit www.thewarrengroup.com to learn more. And we will talk to you next month.